刚才呢读咗英文嗰段嘅圣经出嚟啊。
We just read the scripture today in English。
但系咧就冇读中文。
We haven't read in Chinese。
好想咧大家咧就读一次中文，一齐嘅读出嚟啊。
We love to have all of us read the same passage in Chinese。
请打翻出嚟嗰段嘅经文啦。
Please post the scripture on the screen。
好，我哋一齐读。路加十二章一二三，众人中有一个人对耶稣说：夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和分开家业。耶稣说：你这个人，谁立我作你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？于是对众人说：你不要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。就用比喻对他们说：有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说：我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说：我要怎么办？要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里我好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说：灵魂啊，你有许多财物积存，可作多年的费用，只管安安日日地吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说：无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。我哋睇到乜嘢系成功嘅人士呢？
We can see what is success。
有钱、有荣誉、有地位。
You have money, you have fame, you have power。
有权力。
You have authority。
系每个人咧要追求嘅愿望嚟嘅。
These are the goals people pursue every day。
亦都咧有啲认为系成功人士嘅象征。
This represents the icon, the symbol of success。
但系主耶稣基督喺呢一段经文指出。
But in this scripture, Jesus Christ pointed out，
人生在世有好多嘢咧，我哋值得去关注嘅。
There are many things we should be concerned about in our life。
但系咧有一样嘢好重要嘅。
But there is one thing very important。
我哋唔可以忽视嘅。
We can't afford to ignore。
就系咧人要关注嘅灵魂。
We must be concerned about our spirit。
因为灵魂咧系有永恒嘅价值嘅。
For the spirit has eternal value。
喺一般人嚟讲。
In the eyes of ordinary people，
我哋好少咧会遇到财主呢种嘅人。
We seldom come across people like the rich man。
因为咧佢唔单止咧系成功人士嘅榜样。
Because he is not just the icon of success。
而且咧有好多地方咧令人去羡慕嘅。
He has many things that we are envy of。
十六节咧讲话佢有一个财主田产丰盛。
verse 16 told us that his ground produced great harvest。
话俾你听咧，佢财产非常丰富。
He has tremendous wealth。
世上咧大多数人。
Many people in this world。
日以继夜。
The majority of them are working day and night。
千方百计赚钱。
They exhaust their effort to earn money。
佢只系关心咧就系赚嘅唔够。
They are only concerned that they haven't earned enough。
只有少数人好似呢个财主一样。
Only very few people can be like the rich man。
你担心系乜嘢咧
？What is he worrying about？
唔系咧，点样去赚钱
？Not how to acquire wealth。
而系点处理嘅钱财啊
？It's how to handle the wealth he already acquired。
佢嘅烦恼咧就系唔够地方去储存嘅钱财。
His problem is he doesn't have enough space for the asset he has accumulated。
可以睇到咧，佢个财产啊多不胜数啊。
You can imagine that his wealth is uncountable。
有邊個唔希望好似呢個財主咁富有啊？
Who doesn't want to be as rich as this man？
但係咧，世上有好多富有人。
But there are many rich people in this world。
唔係個個咧有健康嘅身體去享受嘅。
But not many of them have a good health to enjoy their wealth。
但我睇到啲財主咧，兩樣都有。
But we see that this rich man has both。
十八節咧話。这个财主点讲？我要怎么办？要把我的仓房拆咗，另外更大嘅，好在哪里收藏一切嘅粮食同埋财物。
Verse 18 told us that he would tear down his old barn and build up a new, a bigger one, so that he could store his grains and food goods。
所以咧，佢令人羡慕地方咧，佢系满有魄力啊。
It's something that we are envy of. He is full of vigor。
佢财物已经够多啦。
He has already had great wealth。
但系唔够地方收藏。
So big that he doesn't have enough space to store。
财物多唔感到满足。
He is not satisfied with just a great wealth。
所以咧，佢计划将现有仓房拆咗去。
He planned to tear down the current warehouse。
另盖更大嘅。
Build up a bigger warehouse。
可以收藏一切的粮食和财产。
Big enough to hold all his grains and goods。
我看到他不单止计划。
He doesn't just plan.
He 咧好快身體力行啊。
Quickly work on to carry out his plan.
佢咧有相當嘅健康體魄。
He must be in good health and have great vigor.
所以喺個部署睇下。
So he started planning.
呢度話咧，佢嘅擁有嘅產業咧，足夠佢多年嘅享用啊。
Told us that his wealth can last for long many years。
但我哋睇到咧，佢關心唔單止係物質上邊啊。
But he's not just concerned about material things。
亦都係非物質嘅。
He also concerned about immaterial things。
我哋十九節咧睇到佢話，然後要對我嘅靈魂講。
Verse 19 told us that he spoke to himself。
我靈魂啊，你有許多嘅財物積存。
You have plenty of good things laid up。
所以呢度睇到咧，佢係關注永恆。
He is also concerned about eternity。
世界上邊咧有好多人咧一生死慳死抵啊。
There are many people in this world living on a tight budget throughout his life。
終日咧只係識得賺錢。
They keep earning。
好少咧捨得花錢。
And they hardly spend their money。
結果咧佢擁有嘅財富。
He ended up having great wealth。
但係咧呢財富唔能夠。起到咩作用？
But he doesn't benefit from it。
因為點解啊？
Why is it so？
因為咧，啲金錢對佢講好似大富翁咁嘅樣。
Because the money to him is like the game of monopoly。
係啦，呢啲我哋玩嘅大富翁啊。
The game we used to play。
呢個有冇實際嘅作用啊
？Does it have any effect on our life？
冇實際嘅作用。
The money doesn't actually work。
只係一場遊戲啊。
It's just a game。
係有啲人咧就發咗達之後。
There are people who become wealthy overnight.
即係沉醉咧享樂。
They immerse themselves in entertainment.
享受情慾。
They enjoy lust.
只係顧住眼前嘅享樂。
They enjoy the very moment.
所以咧就會喺今天有酒今天醉嘅光景裏邊。
They live with the philosophy of drink up when there is still wine.
佢哋虛耗一生。
They spend their whole life.
但係從呢經文睇到財主唔係咁喎。
But from this scripture we can see the rich man is not like that.
佢唔單止咧曉得為肉身打算。
He doesn't just care about his body.
佢咧更加曉得為自己靈魂打算喎。
He is concerned about his spirit.
十九節咧呢度咧講到咧財主完成一切嘅計劃之後。
Verse 19 told us that the rich man has fulfilled his plan.
佢咧對住自己靈魂誇口啊。
He told his spirit.
佢話靈魂啊，你有好多嘅財物啊。
He told himself you have plenty of good things.
可以咧就多年嘅費用。
You can last for many years.
只管安安逸逸吃喝快樂吧。
Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.
換句話講咧，佢對自己嘅計劃咧心滿意足。
In other words, he's well satisfied with his plan.
佢以為咧一路永逸。
I believe that it is a once and for all effort.
可以一世享福。
He can enjoy lifelong accomplishment.
老實講咧，人到咗呢個得心應手嘅地步。
Honestly speaking, when everything works out,
一定咧會感到心滿意足嘅。
We must be very well contented.
呢個財主所擁有嘅。
The rich man possessed.
係我哋每個人都想追求嘅。
Everything that we all desire.
是啊，人啊，窮一生嘅力量去追求嘅。
People spend his whole life to pursue。
係夢寐以求嘅。
It's in our dream。
但係咧，世上邊有幾多好似財主呢、這個財主咁嘅人咧
？But there are so few people who can be as successful as this rich man。
嗱，我哋睇一睇耶穌基督咧點樣稱呼呢位財主啊
？Let's see how Jesus Christ addressed this rich man。
二十節咧話。
Verse 20 told us.
神卻對他說：無知嘅人啊
！God said to him, "You fool."
我哋點解諗唔到咧？神稱呼呢個財主係無知嘅人。
We've never imagined that God has ever addressed this rich man as fool.
喺世人嘅眼光嚟講咧，呢個財主係佢哋嘅榜樣啊。
In the eyes of the world, this rich man is our role model.
但喺神嘅眼中咧，佢係無知嘅人。
But in the eyes of God, he is ignorant.
所以睇到人嗰個對財物嘅睇法同神嗰個睇法係唔一樣嘅。
So you can see there is a vast difference between God and our viewpoint on wealth.
耶穌咧連稱呼咧財主咧兩個字都慳翻啊。
Jesus even saved up the title of rich man.
即係話無知嘅人。
Just call him a fool.
佢唔係話無知嘅財主。
Didn't say foolish rich man.
佢係無知嘅人。
He's just a fool.
慳翻兩個字。
Saved up the other title.
點解？ 我哋讲呢个财主系无知咧。
Why do we say this rich man is ignorant？
我哋通常咧讲无知咧就系唔明白啦，系。
Usually we refer ignorance to a lack of understanding。
唔知道。
Lack of knowledge。
啊，但系咧，如果我哋对一件事知道嘅话，但我哋唔去预备嘅咧，亦都系一个好大嘅无知嚟嘅。
Ignorance also refer to a situation where we know about it but do not prepare for it。
啊，如果我哋知道，我哋唔知道啊。这个就是无知了。
If we don't know about it, yes, we are ignorant.
但是呢，我们知道了有预备的方法错误的，这个最大的无知了。
But the even bigger ignorance is we know about it but made the wrong preparation.
因为用错了方法。
Because we used the wrong approach.
它仍然要受到亏损。
We still suffer great losses.
所以在这里呢，我们举个例子啊。
So let's take an example.
我哋咧，如果系出街遇到骤雨，
if we leave home, face a rainstorm,
系因为咧对天气个变幻咧，我哋系无知啊。
We are not aware of the ever changing weather.
但系好似咧，琴日咁，我哋咧未出街之前已经见到咧，天空好多乌云。
Just like yesterday, before we leave home, we can see dark clouds.
我哋按照理由咧，应该系要带雨具嘅。
We should bring along our rain gear。
但系咧，明知道咧会落雨，但我哋都唔带。
We knowing that there will be heavy rain, but we still didn't bring along our rain gear。
又或者咧，我哋唔知道雨嗰个厉害啊。
Or maybe we underestimate the strength of the rain。
我哋只咧带一份报纸遮头。
We only bring along a newspaper to cover our head。
结果咧落大雨嗰时啊，就变咗淋汤鸡啦。
So when rain comes, we all soak through。
但这个呢不是只是天有不测之风云、
This is not referring only to unpredictable wind and storm.
这个呢是最大的无知。
This is an example of a greater ignorance.
那财主在哪些方面是无知呢？
What is the rich man ignorant in?
我们看到这个财主在很多方面他已经预备好了。
In many aspects, the rich man is well prepared.
但是呢我们从四方面看到呢他是无知的。
But in four different aspects, we can see the ignorance of the rich man.
他对物质无知。
First of all,he is ignorant about the material world.
当然缺乏物质的时候就会问一个问题。
When people are in need of, in serious need, they will ask one question.
怎搞？
What shall I do?
但这个财主呢，在非常富有的时候，物质多到不得了的时候，他竟然发出一个问题。
But this is the question raised by the rich man in his time of plenty.
怎搞？
What shall I do?
因为他的地方不够收藏。
Because he doesn't have enough space for his estate.
怎办呢？
What shall he do?
嗱，我哋咧好多时话，如果我哋拥有好多财物嘅时候咧，我哋会满足啦。
A lot of times we thought we would be well satisfied if we acquired great wealth.
但系事实系咪咁样咧？
This is its fact.
唔系啊。
Not exactly.
我哋咧仍然有嘅时候咧，就想更多拥有。
When we possess something, we want to get more.
所以好似咧财主咁，佢要将佢仓房拆出去。
Just like this rich man, he will tear down his barn。
啊，圣经咧系用 plural， 即系用众数啊。
The word barns is in plural, which means that he has more than one。
系啦，啊多个嘅。
It's more than one barn。
就应该更大嘅。
He has to build greater warehouse。
所以财主发出呢个问题，点办呢？
So when he asked this question, what shall I do?
唔系佢缺乏嘅时候发出嘅。
It's not in time of need。
而是他在他那个非常丰富的时候发出的。
He asked this in times of plentiful.
可以看到呢，世上物质不能够填满人那个的空间，是吧？
You can see that the material in this world cannot satisfy people.
是啊，不能够满足人的心的。
It cannot gratify people's heart.
这个呢，就是人和财主最大的无知啊。
This is the greatest ignorance of regular people and the rich man.
所以呢，如果人将他一生努力都花在赚钱那里，他一定会后悔啊。
So people will have deep regrets if they invest their whole life in acquiring wealth.
为什么我们人不能够给物质来满足呢？
Why can't human be satisfied with material?
因为人呢，不单止有物质组成的。
Because men are not made just of material things.
人呢，还有个灵魂啊。
They also consist of a spirit.
有灵性的需要。
They have spiritual needs.
这个财主呢，也都为他的灵魂呢，做打算。
So this rich man is concerned about his soul and make plans for it.
但我睇到咧，佢用錯咗方法。
But he used the wrong approach.
啊，第二點咧，睇到咧，佢係對靈魂嘅無知。
So we move on to see that he's ignorant about his spiritual needs.
啊，你經文咧睇到財主毫無疑問，佢係知道有靈魂㗎，係嘛？
There is no doubt that rich man is aware of the spirit.
因為十九節佢話。佢係靈魂啊！佢對自己靈魂講啊！佢靈魂啊！
In verse 19, he spoke to his own spirit.
等啊！可以安安日日吃喝玩樂啦。
So on so forth, take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.
所以咧，我哋唔可以話咧，呢個嘅財主咧係對靈魂無知喎。
So we can't say the rich man is not aware of his spirit at all.
但係點解我哋又咁講佢係無知嘅
咧 ？Why we keep saying that he is ignorant？
但係頭先我哋咪講過啦嚇，知道但係用錯嘅方法都係無知嘅。
We just mentioned that even if we are aware of the situation but use the wrong approach, it is still ignorant。
但係佢嘅無知係顯示咗三方面咧，係錯誤啊！佢有三方面嘅錯誤。
He has errors in three aspects。
第一咧就次序上邊嘅錯誤。
First of all, he set the wrong priority。
啊，啲經文指出咧，財主係先處理好自己嗰個肉身嘅需要。
The scripture told us that the rich man put the top priority on his bodily needs。
然後咧，先至關注到靈魂嘅需要。
And then he turned to his spiritual needs。
呢個次序上邊嘅錯誤。
This is the wrong order。
佢以為咧，佢仍然有好多時間去關心佢靈魂。
He thought he still had plenty of time to take care of his spirit。
第二十節咧話俾佢聽，好快佢要離開世界啦。
But verse 20 told us that he is leaving this world soon.
在世界上面也都有很多好似財主咁嘅人。
In this world, there are many people like this rich man.
佢雖然知道靈魂嘅需要。
They even though they are aware of the spirit.
但往往咧都係重視有滿足肉體嘅需要之後。
But they put the spiritual need behind the bodily needs.
然之後咧，去思想到點樣。去滿足靈魂嗰需要。
Only then can he think about how to satisfy his spiritual needs。
嗱，呢個咧就係最靈魂極大嘅疏忽。
This is great ignorance of the spirit。
啊，財主第二方面嘅錯誤就係方法上面嘅錯誤。
The second error of the rich man is the wrong approach。
啊，佢以為咧靈魂好似肉身一樣。
He thought the spirit is just like the human body。
只要咧擁有錢財、吃喝玩樂就可以啦。
Just have enough material, money, and food and drink that would be satisfying.
但係佢唔知道所有物質對靈魂都係起唔到作用嘅。
Didn't know that all these material things have no effect at all on a spirit.
我哋好多人咁樣好似財主一樣。
Many of us are like the rich man.
想為自己靈魂作啲嘅打算。
We try to prepare something for our spirit.
所以有時咧，啲人咧要做一啲嘅。叫做行善啦。
That's like people who participate in charity works。
或者叫積德啦。
Maybe they want to accumulate some credit。
佢哋如果咁做咧，就算係為咗自己靈魂做咗啲打算啊。
They feel like this is good preparation for their soul。
其實咧，有冇作用啊？
Does it work？
呢個自欺欺人。
Self-deceiving。
一切嘅行為善事都係對靈魂冇幫助嘅。
Whatever good deeds you have no effect。On the spirit.
除於第三方面嘅錯誤，就比重上面嘅錯誤。
The third error is he put the wrong emphasis.
財主咧為肉身打算，用上一生嘅精力。
He spent his whole life for his to satisfy his bodily needs.
滿足肉體嘅需要。
He satisfied the body.
然後佢對呢個靈魂咧先有啲關注啊。
Then he pays a little attention to the spirit.
只係一點點啫 ，little.
Yeah, his attention is minuscule.
所以人的靈魂是有一個永恆的歸宿的需要。
The human spirit needs an eternal destination.
但是在我們一生裡面，有幾可我們為自己靈魂作出一個打算呢？
But through our life, how much time do we spend concerned about our spirit?
这个主耶稣告诉你，灵魂比肉体更加重要。
Jesus wants to emphasize the importance of spirit much more than the body.
所以第一让我们看到财主对物质是无知的。
So we know that the rich man is ignorant of the material world.
第二呢，他对灵魂无知的。
He is ignorant about his spirit.
我们看看第三，他是对神无知的。
The third aspect is totally ignorant of God.
看到呢，这个财主最大的无知是什么呢？
What is the biggest ignorance of this rich man? He doesn't even know the God who holds his destiny. From verse 17 through verse 19, we can see.
这个财主是自言自语对自己说,
this rich man is talking to himself.
可以看到他是不认识神的。
So that we can see is obviously not aware of God.
三节经文里面五节就重复这个我字。
In three verses, he mentioned me or myself five times.
他说这个财主是非常自我中心的。
So we can see he's very self-centered.
幸好他凭一己之力，他做好一切的安排。
He thought by his own effort alone he can make all preparations.
他竟然想不到啊。
But he is not aware, he has not thought about.
在那个时候,
after this,
神就对他说了,
God told him,
神说这个无知的人啊,
you fool,
今夜呢, 我要收回你灵魂啊,
this very night your life will be demanded from you.
你所预备的一切,
then what you prepare,
都会眨眼之间就转眼成空了,
will be completely evaporated in the blink of an eye.
这个所谓谋事在人, 成事在神啊,
that's what we say, man makes plan, but God makes things happen.
看到呢, 人生在世上,
we live, people living on earth,
有神和没神呢,
the belief in whether there is a God would directly affect our life orientation and value system.
这本圣经一开始呢,
the beginning of this Bible told us the creator of the universe.
我们呢,
even human beings created by God.
圣经也说到神爱世人,
the Bible told us that God loves the world. He even became one of us.
也是神子耶稣基督,
became the Son of God, Jesus.
耶稣基督死在十字架上面,
Jesus died on the cross.
为人死在十字架上面,
he died for all human beings.
他目的是要救赎人类的罪,
aim at redeem people from their sins.
免除惩罚,
to redeem them to avoid punishment.
他可以说神和人的关系好像太阳和地球关系一样,
we can see that man, the relationship between man and God, it seems like the between the earth and the sun.
地球绕着太阳来行,
the earth revolves around the sun,
以太阳为中心,
the sun is the center.
如果远离了这个太阳,
but if the earth is got separated from the sun,
地球就不能够有秩序的存在,
the earth can no longer exist alone.
同样如果我们离开神的救恩呢,
just like us, if we got separated from the saving grace of God,
不以耶稣基督为我们的救赎主,
we don't take Jesus Christ as our savior,
为我们生命的中心,
our center of life,
我们就会失丧沉沦,
we'll be lost, we'll perish,
死在罪里面,
we'll perish in sins.
第四方面我们看到财主的无知就是对死亡无知,
the fourth thing we can see, the rich man is ignorant of death.
无论我们相不相信有神或者没神,
whether we believe there is God or no God,
世界上每一个人都必然要经历死亡,
we all experience death.
死亡是一个阶段,
death is a stage of life.
圣经怎么说呢?
What did the Bible tell us?
是因为世人犯了罪,
for all have sinned,
亏缺了神的荣耀,
and fall short of the glory of God.
圣经又说,
the Bible also told us,
按着定命,
man is destined,
人人都有一死,
man is destined to die once,
死后呢, 且有审判,
and after that to face judgment.
所以呢, 就算人没有这么准备去见神,
even if man is not prepared to face God,
他都要预备呢, 去迎接死亡,
they still have to prepare to face death.
因为死亡呢,
because death is unpredictable.
如果你知道了这件事,
if you know about it,
而不去准备,
but make no preparation,
就是人最大的无知,
this is the greatest ignorance of him.
这个就是财主最大的无知,
this is the biggest problem of the rich man.
这个圣经里面这个财主正当完成一切工作之后,
the scripture told us that the rich man finished all his plans.
他人生呢,正是如日方中,
he is in the prime of his life.
正是准备享受财富的时候,
he prepared to enjoy the wealth he accumulated.
神却对他说,
God told him,
今夜必要的灵魂,
tonight your life will be demanded from you. What you prepare would belong to, but who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
你想想, 财主听到这个消息,
Imagine when the rich man got this bad news.
他有什麼感想啊?
What will be in his mind?
在人類歷史裡面呢, 有一個皇帝,
in human history, there is a great king.
他叫亞歷山大。
His name is Alexander.
他是歐洲馬其頓一個皇帝。
He is a king in Europe, Macedonia.
他33歲的時候已經征服了歐洲很多的國家。
At age of 33, he has already conquered a vast territory in Europe.
正當他年壯氣盛的時候,
in his prime of his life,
他計劃就是揮軍去東邊來征服歐洲。
He planned to direct his campaign eastward to Asia.
但可惜途中染上了藥疾。
But on his way, he contracted malaria.
當時呢,不治之症啊。
In those days, it's incurable.
於是呢,他吩咐他的神仆。
Then he ordered his subordinates.
為他預備了一副銅的棺木。
To prepare a casket for him.
就在棺木兩邊呢,就鑽兩個洞。
Drilled two holes at the side of the casket.
他吩咐家人,他死了之後。
He told his family members after his death.
將他遺體呢,就放在棺木裡面。
Put his body in the casket.
將兩隻手穿過這兩個洞伸出的棺木外面
and stick his hands outside the two holes
他告訴世人一個真理
to tell all mankind a truth
他說我們來到世界上是空手而來的
we came to this world empty-handed
走的時候也不能夠帶走任何的東西
neither can we bring along anything when we leave this world
所以當亞歷山大一死了之後
so immediately after his death
他一生所征服的土地
the territory that he conquered in his life
很快被他下屬就瓜分了
quickly divided by his subordinates
他一生的努力對他來說毫無意義的
the whole life, lifelong effort means nothing to him
所以在世界上無論有多麼有學問
so in this world, no matter how knowledgeable you are
你多麼富有
how wealthy
你多麼美麗青春
how beautiful and young
但是呢 沒有人可以逃避死亡的,
but nobody can escape death.
而且你死亡呢,來臨是非常突然的, 有時候,
a lot of times the onset of death is so sudden.
令人束手無策的,
it catch people off guard.
那為什麼我們不做出一個準備呢?
Why don't we make preparation for it?
在主耶穌講完這個比喻的時候,
when Jesus finished this parable,
在21節他指出,
in verse 21, he pointed out,
如果有人在世界上只是注重為自己積財的
anyone who stores up things for himself in this world
而忽略了神的救恩
but completely ignorant of God's salvation, saving grace
他好像這個財主一樣
he'll be just like this rich man
最終在神面前一無所有
he ended up empty-handed in front of God
所以每一位的朋友
so every one of you
或者你在世上預備很多的東西了
Maybe you have made preparations, a lot of preparations for your life.
積聚了很多財寶啊,
you accumulated a lot of funding.
你有沒有為自己靈魂做一個預備,做一個打算呢?
Have you made preparation for your soul?
因為將來我們要面對這個神。
Because later on, we'll have to face this God.
有一個患病在醫院的媽媽,
there's a mother who's sick in the hospital.
醫生推斷她只有幾個小時的生命
The doctor predicted that she only has a few more hours of life
她四個兒女就在她的床邊來到去見她
She has all four children around by the side of her bed
這個媽媽就勉力伸出手就拉住一個兒子
The mother stretched out her hand to touch one of her sons
這個媽媽就說了
The mother said
Roy, 你一向都非常的良善
Hey Roy, you're always kind-hearted
媽媽呢,記得你時時來找我 來幫忙你的
Mother, remember that you always come to me to help you solve the problem
現在呢,比任何人都獨立了
Now you're more independent than anyone
媽媽呢,很放心
Mother's well satisfied
媽媽要跟你說晚安了
Mother will bid you good night
接著呢,第二個兒子就上前 跟媽媽握手
And then the second son approached his mother
這個媽媽就跟他說了
The mother said to him
阿發,我很抱歉
Fred, mother is sorry
一直病了在你家裡面
Once I get sick, always got stuck in your home
你一家對我非常好
Your whole family has treated me well
我跟你孫一起非常快樂
I'm very happy gathering around my grandchildren
你要好好照顧他們
Take care of them
現在跟媽媽說晚安吧
Now mother has to say goodnight to you
於是咧，呢、這個媽媽又對大女兒安琪講啦。
Then mother called up the eldest daughter Angie。
佢話：安琪，我已經留下一本聖經俾你。
Angie left a Bible for you。
你要咧時時睇裏邊嘅指示啊。
Frequently read the instruction inside the Bible。
係好多謝你多年嚟照顧呢個大家庭。
I thank you so much for the past years you've been taking care of this big family。
但係而家媽媽咧同你講晚安啦。
Mother has to bid good night to you。
最後咧，第四個仔阿樂嚟到啦。
And then the fourth son Rocky came forward。
咁咧，媽媽亦都感謝佢為佢支付醫院個醫療費用。
Mother thank him for paying all the medical expenses。
同埋咧，佢為媽媽咧找最好嘅醫生。
I also thank him for bringing the best physicians to take care of her。
但媽媽點對佢講咧
？But what did the mother say to him？
啊，媽媽要離開你啦。
She said, "Mother is leaving you now."
你要同媽媽講再見啦。
You have to say goodbye to your mother。
當呢個阿樂吻別媽媽嘅時候
，When Rocky kissed his mother goodbye，
佢忽然咧靈機一觸一諗
，I'm going to send something。
誒點解媽媽同三個哥哥姐姐講嘅同佢講唔同嘅
？Why did mother say different things to his brothers and sister？
因為前面三個講咩啊？晚安。
The mother bid good night to all his brothers and sisters。
誒同佢講咧係拜拜。
But the mother bid farewell to him。
於是咧佢問媽媽啦。
So he asked mother。
佢媽媽咧話俾佢聽。
His mother told him。
阿樂，你三個姐姐哥哥已經信咗主啦。
Rocky, all your brothers and sisters have believed in Christ。
已經得救啦。
They all saved。
將來喺天上邊咧，我哋再相聚嘅。
We'll meet them again in heaven。
但係咧，你屢次聽咗福音，你都唔信。
But you have listened to the gospel many times and still turn it down。
你仲未得救。
You are not saved yet。
我哋咧係唔會再相見㗎啦。
There's no chance we'll meet each other again。
呢個細仔聽到之後。
This youngest son listening。
佢非常嘅激動。
He's very disturbed。
佢咧要媽媽咧再一次講福音俾佢聽。
He must ask the mother to tell him the gospel one more time。
呢個媽媽咧就含住眼淚同佢講福音。
Then the mother tell him again the salvation, the path to salvation in tears。
呢個阿樂聽完福音之後，佢就信耶穌啦。
Finally accepted Christ after listening to the gospel again。
佢媽媽咧非常嘅高興。
The mother is very happy。
佢咧拉住佢手。
She hold the hand of her son。
佢阿樂今日可以同媽媽講咩啊？晚安啊
，Rocky tonight you can say good night to your mother。
嗱。親愛朋友，我哋每個人都要做一個決定。
My dear friends, we all have to make a decision。
就係你要選擇永生啦，定係永死？
Do you want to choose eternal life or eternal death？
神愛你，
神愛你。
甚至差佢獨生兒子耶穌嚟到呢世上。
That he gave you his only begotten son。
為你死喺十字架上面。
To die for you on the cross。
我只要承認自己係個罪人。
You just confess you are a sinner。
你虧欠咗神嘅榮耀。
You fall short of the glory of God。
你係好簡單接受耶穌基督為你個人救贖主。
You accept Christ as your personal savior。
同埋主宰。
I'm your master of life。
你可以咧成為神嘅兒女。
You can become the children of God。
神要賜俾你有永生。
God wants to grant you eternal life。
你要享受天上永恆的福樂
，so that you can enjoy eternal blessing in the heaven。
因為耶穌基督要等你作呢個決定。
Jesus is waiting for you to make this commitment。
你係希望與你嘅親友喺天上永恆嘅家鄉見面啦
？Do you want to see your beloved family members in heaven？
定係咧永不再見咧
？Or you never see them again？
我哋每個人都要必須作出呢個選擇。
We have to make our personal decision。
我哋一同嘅低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray together。
天父，你感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you。
你赐个耶稣基督俾我哋。
You give us the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ。
叫我哋得着永生。
So that we can have eternal life。
叫我哋能够成为你嘅儿女。
So that we can become your children。
能够承受天上永恒嘅福乐。
So that we will inherit eternal blessing in heaven。
求主保守我哋每一个。
We ask you to guide us。
直至耶稣基督荣耀嘅再来。
Until the return of Jesus Christ。
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.